proof. The true purpose of the Bible is for Jewish witchcraft. Unbeknownst to the vast majority of Gentiles, the true purpose of the so-called Holy Bible is for the Jews to use the numbered verses in Hebrew to curse Gentiles and even other Jews and to control world events. Netanyahu recently is passing a law in Israel where the ultra-Orthodox Jews are now required to serve in the Israeli army. They'd rather study Torah all day. So, just what do you think all this implies? What do you think they do with all that time? It's pretty obvious. They've been cursing us Gentiles and promoting their agenda for centuries. As for Netanyahu, the late Ben-Gurion, and other more secular or even atheistic Jews, they don't take the ultra-Orthodox Jews very seriously. The Hasidim are actually an embarrassment to many secular and atheistic Jews. Well, just watch the news and Netanyahu. The ultra-Orthodox rabbis curse whoever goes against them, especially other Jews. This is no different from communism, where again, Jews are persecuting Jews. As for the skeptics, atheists, and others who doubt the powers of the human mind and soul, look around you. Everything, your PC, your bed, your furniture, place of living, and so forth, was once someone's idea before it manifested into physical form. Those who know how to manipulate the creative imagination and who have trained their minds and souls can do much more, even kill, with their curses and combined efforts of groups such as Hasidim, Jewish Orthodox, especially rabbis who have the knowledge and have the training using the Kabbalistic, the Jewish Kabbalah is comprised of stolen spiritual knowledge, written in codes and such, and also orally communicated with the utmost secrecy, using Kabbalistic techniques on how to channel energy. Some glaring examples are the cursing of Ariel Sharon. Okay, there's articles on this on the internet here. Haaretz.com, it's www.haaretz.com. The cursing of Ariel Sharon. And I hope you understood this was in parentheses here about the Jewish Kabbalah. But Hasidim, I mean, they've got their minions, and just like a coven, okay? We have covens, but these Jews, they've got like minions in that, and the whole synagogue will use curses, especially the ultra-Orthodox that have this knowledge and have stolen it from Gentiles over the century. I'll read this again. Combined efforts of groups such as Hasidim, the Jewish Orthodox, especially rabbis who have the knowledge and have trained using Kabbalistic techniques on how to channel energy, okay? And that came from Gentiles thousands of years ago, and they stole all that. And here, a full detailed article concerning the rabbinical cursing of Yitzhak Rabin and others who angered the Orthodox. Okay, and here is www.independent.co.uk/news/world/Israeli succumb to the rabbi's curse. Just look it up on Google it, and you'll be able to find it. It's really long, but this article is a little bit long too. But this is serious because most people aren't aware of this, and they're taught to believe it's bunk. And it's not. It's the powers of the human mind and trained. Okay, the following article was researched and written by Edward Tagal. He's Russian, and he's one of our top members. And is proof how the Jews use the Bible. Okay, this is his article that he wrote in his research. Edward Tagal, and he's in Russia. Okay, which is his true purpose to curse Gentiles? Okay, and this is what they do with the Bible. And the belief, these idiot Christians that are deluded into believing that the Bible is real and the Word of God and all that crap, they tie in, their energies are used. The Jews are a parasitical race, and as I've said many times, they are a race, an alien race, and an alien soul. One does not go around saying, well, I'm a quarter Catholic, or there's some Presbyterian blood in the family, or, you know, maybe we're a 16th Buddhist or something like that. The Jews are a race, and you can draw a picture of a Jew, but you can't draw a picture of a Catholic or an Episcopalian or, you know, or an Amish or anything like that. They're a race. But at any rate, let's get back to the article here. Okay, how the Jews use the Bible, which is its true purpose, to curse Gentiles. There are many more than the list included below. And this is his research, it's outstanding. Okay, and this is just a small smidgen. I mean, this has been going on for centuries, and if somebody has the time to do the research, and they know the Jews, and they know the Jewish holidays, and they know Judaism, even a perfunctory knowledge of Judaism, you can see this. It's just the Jews count on Gentiles to be busy with their jobs, busy being indoctrinated with Jewish education and all this crap, Jewish-controlled education, and they rely on the fact that most of us, we just don't pay attention, but thanks to the internet, when enough people know, that's when something can be done about it. And they control 96% of the media. Well, at any rate, here. The Jewish holiday of Purim has its origins in the biblical book of Esther. This holiday, which occurs every year, is when Jews curse Haman. Held in spring on the 14th or 15th day of Adar to commemorate the defeat of Haman's plot to massacre the Jews as recorded in the book of Esther. Pesach, or Pesah, is Hebrew for Passover, another important Jewish holiday, notorious for Jewish ritual murder. That's when they make matzo balls out of Gentile children. And this is no joke, and it's been going on for centuries. And I just want to add something here, okay? The Jews are highly intelligent. I don't care what anybody says, in the sense of, and they're very scheming and deceptive. They claim that blood is forbidden in their religion, like kosher meats and that by a Jewish butcher where all the blood is drained out. Well, Google this on the internet. You can find it anywhere. In an Orthodox Jewish circumcision, the rabbi sucks the blood from the penis of the infant after the circumcision is performed. He sucks all the blood off of it. So enough for that lie about them not being able to ingest blood. And they do the blood is a life force, and it's very powerful. And they use the blood of Gentile children and infants even in their rituals. And it's notorious around Passover. Even the Third Reich, the Nazi Party, they did research even back in those days about how many Gentile children went missing around Jewish holidays, primarily Passover. Okay, we'll get back to this again. Okay, 60 and more white Russian children were burned alive 5 days before Jewish Passover, the 25th of March, in the cinema center in Kemerovo Oblast. Doors were proved to be closed from the inside deliberately when the fire was set. People were trapped in the flaming center with one single door open and very few windows. Those who managed to run were mostly teens and adults. Those who were trapped and burned were mostly little children. From some windows, a child managed to escape. He was one of the very few who remained alive. His mother, little sister, and all his family except his grandmother died. He can't talk and is extremely depressed. And there's a Wikipedia article on the Kemerovo fire, that's Kemerovo fire, okay? On the 31st of March 2018, at sunset, the Jewish holiday of Passover begins. Before that, Jews need to sacrifice non-Jewish children to channel the energies of mortal torment and the bottomless grief of parents and loved ones into their goals. And their goals are money, power over Gentiles, the thriving and advancement of their programs of Christianity, Islam, Judaism itself, and other forms of Abrahamism into our societies, attacking our original pagan gods and separating us from them, frightening us off from them, and so on. And first and foremost, their own impunity, forgiveness for all their sins, easy violation of any promises, quiet violation of vows, the abolition of any obligations, and the removal of any responsibilities from the Jews, Kol Nidrei, all this they think is worth of the most painful of the possible deaths of innocent children, and this is nothing new with them. They burned thousands of innocent children in Dresden during the bombing of Ash Wednesday on the Christian holiday. See, now you see the connection, there's a subliminal there. They reduced Dresden to ashes with firebombings on Ash Wednesday. There's a subliminal, and there's an energy there, and it ties in, and it was just horrible what happened in Dresden. But and then in the Catholic churches, I was raised Catholic, I remember compulsory church. You know, the Jews always tell us what we can do and what we can't do. And they make sure, you know, all of the goyim go to church, where they put that ash crap on your third eye, obviously blotting it out. And ashes represent death. But I'm just telling you that this Ash Wednesday, they bombed Dresden. And that's a powerful subliminal. Okay, they burned thousands of innocent civilians in Hiroshima after the war had already been won. They burned millions of innocent women and men and children and old people on bonfires, starting from 2 years of age, for witchcraft, and recorded a case when a pregnant woman gave birth directly into the fire at the stake of the Inquisition. So much for Christian love. The Jews simply have a passion for burning flesh. Their God adores to inhale fumes of burnt blood. Book of Exodus 29:18. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Word Holocaust is a Jewish word meaning burning, which is constantly used in the Bible and means sacrifice to the Jewish God. Leviticus 1:9. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar, to be burnt as a sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Leviticus 1:17. And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord. But their God requires a constant human. And you shall offer your burnt offerings, flesh and blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. But the blood of your other victims must be shed at the altar of the Lord your God, and eat the meat. Deuteronomy 12:27. The most infamous for his atrocities, the Inquisitor, Thomas de Torquemada, was a Jew. And the Inquisition itself, in addition to the racial and genetic genocide of mainly European white Gentiles, had a goal of mass human sacrifices to feed and increase the power of Christianity. The Jewish God literally fed off of the burning human flesh. When they implanted Christianity in Russia, implanted like a chip, they burned prophetic wives, wise men, and any Gentiles they even suspected of having any spiritual abilities and or knowledge. Entire villages whose energy they needed to give off to the new religion, the power was used to influence the minds of people so that they more easier accepted slavery under the Jewish God. Just think, for that now we Russians so easily tolerate and even profess the religion of slaves. Millions of our ancestors across Europe and Russia perished in flames, as well as our children now perished in the flames of Kemerovo. They became the free food for the Jewish God. Their suffering, like the suffering of children around the world, was not in vain. They benefited Jewish society. After such holidays, people with a greater desire to go to church, mosque, etc., and bring their money into such institutions. They much easier fell into fraternal wars, and they are easier fed with Jewish propaganda in the media. Jews are interested in such incidents as Kemavero. Here is the proof. The plane crash in Sochi, Russia, was on the Jewish holiday of light, of Hanukkah. Jewish singer Joseph Kobzon, refused to fly this flight. He was warned. The crash of the Polish plane near Smolensk, Russia, was on the Jewish holiday of Yom HaShoah, a holiday of catastrophe or the celebration of a Jewish holocaust. For proof, the Holocaust is another lie. Who controls Hollywood and is expert with making fantasy appear to be real? Okay, and you can read more about this on the real Holocaust. It's linked right on the Satan's Library. Yeah, and Joy of Satan on the Black Sun. Okay, ancient sacrifices. Gaius Julius Caesar was killed on the 15th of March, 44 BCE, exactly on the day of Purim. The murder of Emperor Paul I on the 24th of March, 1801, 2 days before Pesach, the day after the death of Paul I, the founder of the Hasidic movement, Shabbat Rabbi Schneur Zalman Bab Baruch Alter Rebbe, was released from prison in St. Petersburg. Murder of Harrison William Henry, President of the USA, 4th of April, 1841, 1 day before Pesach. The revolution in Hungary, on the 15th of March, 1848, 3 days before Purim. Death from the flu of the Emperor Nicholas I on the 2nd of March, 1855, 2 days before Purim. The assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the U.S. President, 14th of April, 1865, on the day of Pesach. The first attempt on the life of Emperor Alexander II on the 4th of April, 1866, on the day of Pesach. Revolution in France on the 18th of March, 1871, 5 days before Purim. The second attempt on the life of Emperor Alexander II on the 2nd of April, 1879, a week before Pesach. The murder of Emperor Alexander II on the 14th of March, 1881, 1 day before the Purim. Attempt on the life of Emperor Alexander III on the 1st of March, 1887, a week before the Purim. In the attempt, A. Ulyanov was involved, the brother of Vladimir Ulyanov, Lenin, blank as a surname of his Jewish mother. That's Vladimir Lenin, and he was a Jew. In 1894, Alexander III was poisoned by doctors. Zakharin, a Jew, Leiden, a Jew, Hirsch, a Jew. The first Congress of the RSDLP on the 1st of March, 1898, Purim, in 1898, was the 8th of March, February the 23rd, according to the old style. The preparation of the revolution in Russia began. Murder of the family of Emperor Romanov in Yekaterinburg on the 18th of July, 1918, bloody victim exactly on the day of the 9th of Ab, the national day of mourning for Jews, the day when the first and second Jerusalem temples were destroyed. The murder of Henry Ford is an American industrialist, millionaire, author of the exposure book International Jewry, on the 7th of April, 1947, exactly on the day of Pesach. I want to interject something here, and this is very important. Nearly everybody that was involved, that was onto the Jews and their crap, like Ben Klassen, Senator McCarthy here that was fighting communism in the United States, and I don't know how many others that were on to what the Jews were doing and they were exposing it, they all died premature deaths. None of them died from like old age or anything like that. They were all assassinated through Jewish rituals. And I mean, this is just a smidgen here, and I'm going on here's contemporary. But I'm talking about, you do the research, and there isn't anybody that wasn't against their agenda, Gentiles, that were exposing it, that didn't meet with premature disaster. And the only way that someone can survive this is through the protection of Satan. Otherwise, you can forget it. Satan, you know, I'm talking about, he protects, but these people didn't have his protection. And they're all dead. George Lincoln Rockwell, Ben Klassen, I don't know how many others. I mean, there's just a long, all from different backgrounds and everything. If they were onto the Jewish agenda and they exposed the Jews, they didn't have much time left. And even they, like I said before, in the up there about that Rabin and that Netanyahu and them, and I don't know how long they. I know they cursed him. I don't know how long he'll be alive. But those Jews, they curse each other, and if they don't like knuckle under, they wind up dead. Just pay attention to it. Okay, here's contemporary. Accident at Chernobyl, NPP, on the 26th of April, 1986, exactly on the day of Pesach. Accident at the Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant in Japan on the 11th of March, 2011, 1 week before Purim. Operation Desert Storm, the defeat of Iraq on the 28th of February, 1991, exactly on the day of Purim. The ultimatum and the beginning of the war against Iraq on March 18th, 2003, exactly on the day of Purim. Killed, Slobodan Milosevic, President of Yugoslavia, 11th of March, 2006, The Hague, 3 days before Purim. Two explosions in the Moscow subway on the 30th of March, 2010, the day before Pesach. The war against Libya on the 19th of March, 2011, exactly on the day of Purim. 2011, 23rd of July, shooting in Oslo, Breivik, 77 people, more than 100 were wounded. Feast of Matot. 11th of April, 2011, explosion in the Minsk subway up to 4 days before Pesach. 15th of April, 2011. 2013 year, 24th of April, explosions at the Boston Marathon, Pesach. The 15th of April. Okay, that was right nearby it. Presidents who fought against the creation of the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is totally run and controlled by Jews. Okay, Millard Fillmore, President of the USA, on the 8th of March, 1874, died of a stroke 3 days after Purim. Arthur Chester Allen, President of the USA on the 4th of March, 1885, died of a stroke 2 days after Purim. Benjamin Harrison, President of the USA, on the 13th of March, 1901, died of influenza 7 days after Purim. William Howard Taft, President of the USA, on the 8th of March, 1930, died of a sore throat 6 days before Purim. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was part Jewish, President of the USA, on the 12th of April, 1945, died of a stroke 6 days after Pesach. And, I mean, this is really serious. People need to wake up. This is just a small, very small, I mean, there's other things like Titanic and everything, and this is a very small smidgen and sample of what they've been doing for thousands of years. And Christianity and Islam is their bulwark. Okay, and I'm just saying, do some more research and study on it.